Number 39, team ball. The winning team in any sports endeavor almost always plays the best team ball. I remember back a few years ago, the Olympic basketball team played the all-star basketball. They took the best basketball players in the United States, put them all together, and they played against this Olympic basketball team, these young people who weren't even professionals. And the Olympic basketball team whipped them. Why did they whip them? Because for the last 3 months, they were practicing as a team. And the all-star teams hadn't pulled together the team effort. You had a lot of great basketball players, but they weren't a team. And that's how we can do great things for God in the church, if we do it together as a team. We're all part of the body of Christ. We're all part of one big team. This means you need to learn to pay your dues. Play team ball. That means you got to show up at things first. You got to show up at things. And there are the meetings you don't expect to go to or you're not even excited about. If some group over here on the side or some woman's group or some other thing's having a meeting and they're advertising and they're all excited about it and you're not excited at all, you better show up. You know, after all, like I said earlier, showing up is half a life. When you show up, you need to sit up front. If you want to be a leader, you want to be the influencer in life, in the world, or in the church, you need to sit in the front third of the seats. Don't go to meetings and sit all in the back and kind of slouch down in your seat like you're just an observer there or watching. Get up front. Sit in that front third. Take notes when speakers speak. Speakers can see everyone speaks. If you're a speaker and you listen to this, you know that. You can see what people are doing. People think they can sit out there in the audience and go to sleep. You don't see them. You can see everything. So sit down there, sit up front, look excited, and take notes. Write down. If the guy's a boring speaker, write down what you would say if you were up there. So always be writing something down. This reflects a leadership posture. It reflects an active mind, and it will make your mind active. If you've got a pencil in your hand, you've got notes in front of you, you're able to write something down, your mind will work as you're writing that down, no matter how good. Nod when the guy speaks. You said something good, nod to him. Shake your head or say amen or whatever you can do in your culture, in your church culture. The fourth thing I'd tell you is you got to take out the garbage sometimes. If you're going to play team ball, sometimes you've got to sit on the bench, and you got to clean up the locker room. And you have to take turns taking out the garbage. You know, if you're on a team, sometimes they're going to ask you to do something that's a pain in the neck that seems below your dignity. But you got to learn to take out the garbage, you know. One of the things in the work that I do, that one of the things that's kind of taking out the garbage is being a secretary of a committee. Nobody wants to be a secretary of a committee. And when I came into the work that I came into back a number of years ago, I was a secretary of 13 different committees, but I took out the garbage, man. I got my pen out there. I knew, like, you got to pay your dues. You got to pay your dues. It was kind of fun for me 3 or 4 or 5 years later when I was a more senior member to always nominate the new guy on the block to be the secretary. But whether it's being a secretary of committee or whether it's cleaning up or whether it's passing out ballots somewhere at a conference or whatever else, pay your dues. Take out the garbage. Take your turns. Clean up the locker room. Fifth thing I'd say is be positive about the whole team effort. Don't cut down other team members. Can you imagine what happened in a basketball or football team if the announcer got up there and put the mic up and said, what do you think about so-and-so? And the guy said, oh, man, he really blew it in the whole thing, and that's the problem with this whole team is we got a lousy quarterback. No. You got to be positive about the whole team effort. Say, we're pulling things together, even after a defeat. We're pulling things together. We're putting it together. Don't worry. You know, it'll come along. Yeah, we had a bad day, but don't worry. It'll come along. Talk about the whole team. Don't pick on other churches or other pastors or other laymen in your church. Be positive about the whole team effort. Sixth thing I'd say is do your job with vigor. Always be activated. Be excited. Whatever the job is, small one, medium, large, do it with vigor as if it is the most important job that gets done that year. And the exciting thing that happens if you play team ball is people see you as a team ball player. They'll see you as a company man or a company woman, as somebody that can be trustworthy, and they will give you responsibility far in excess of your age. And you may be a young man or a young woman, and all at once you have responsibility that surprises and shocks your mother and father. And they say, how? He seems so young still, or she seems so young. But look at all the responsibility. You'll get responsibility early in life because people say, ah, this is a person we can trust. This is a person that plays team ball. This is a person that won't use this just as a means of sort of riding their own ego trip. Team ball. Play it. Play it.